Good day, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast, where two friends get together to talk about how we are trying to look good, feel good, and play good. Let's go.
All right, welcome back, Fairway Fit fans. It's been about two weeks, and we have been pretty busy. We've had some family stuff on, but I do have Greg here with us, and I just want to have a quick check-in. Greg, how are we doing?
We're doing well. Glad to see you again. Been too long.
Yeah, so we actually haven't talked like we normally do on a pretty much daily basis. I know you've had a big kind of family thing going on, and I'm not going to get much detail of it. You're more than welcome to.
That's perfectly fine. Episode one, we talked about who introduced me to golf and who took me out for my first round and who fed my golf addiction for a long time. And that was my pops. And unfortunately, Pops had to take his last tee time and head on up last Tuesday, so about a week and a day ago. So it was a struggle to get my weekly round in that week because it was a last minute phone call where I had to rush down here. But luckily, in typical fashion, he allowed me to arrive a little bit late, but still get out on the course type things. I was still got to see him for his last moments and got to say my goodbyes beforehand. And it was good to say goodbye, but at the same time, he'll be missed. And every round now, it will feel a little bit different, but always be there in my heart type thing. I did get back on the course. I did not have my clubs down here or anything when I was down here for the first time, but I did have two brand new wedges that I just happened to have the box in car when I left down here. I took those to the chipping area of his course one night and did some.
Yeah, and for those that have been listening, we actually talk. I know you've talked quite a bit about your dad, and so have I. Family is a huge part of our lives, and we as Fairway Fit, we've been praying for you and doing all those things, and I know our fans are going to have some heavy hearts and been feeling for you. And I know we had this really big plan about the summer season, and I know your dad has had a couple of weeks have been actually pretty rough, and we've been talking a lot about it. And so we made, like everything we do in life, we made some stuff up on the fly to accommodate whenever we were ready to get back into our summer swing. And I think we'll just continue to do what we always do, and nothing is set stone by anything we do, especially on this podcast.
Typical Wayne fashion, he would tell me, chin up, play like a champion, doesn't matter. I remember times where I'd be passed out sick, and my dad would, good old Wayne, I don't want to say this, he's gone. CPS can't be called on him now, but that guy would drug me up to the point where my pupils were so big. But I, you know what? I felt good for that doubleheader that I was playing in on that Saturday in hot heat. And I remember he came into the dugout one time and was like, all right, how you feeling? And I was like, I'm feeling good. And he looked at me and goes, oh my God. He was like, your pupils are so big right now. But typical dad, he would probably tell me to get my butt out on the course anyway. That's what we did after things settled down.
Yeah, and I know we can always just, every time we go out there, because I remember I played with your dad quite a few times, and it's always was very enjoyable. And I know how hard it probably was to get back out on the course, especially at the course, since you're actually at your parents' place right now. And getting out there probably had to be a little bit different. But we're still going to try to, we'll honor him, and we're going to keep up our goals and keep moving forward in the summer swing. And I know I have a lot to talk about with golf. I know you've been doing a lot of other things outside of golf to keep your mind busy. Just like you said, you did rush down there and you got the wedges that we were just introduced to your bag with you, but you got out there. But what else, just on the non-golf side, our fitness type side, what have you been up to since we've been off work? I know you have a little bit more access than I do, but what have you been doing to keep up the look good, feel good type
stuff? I've been sticking with it as far as pretty much 7 days a week. I think the only day that I've skipped was the day that I was rushing down here. I got in here, I was running a wrestling camp, and then I got the phone call. I left the wrestling camp and went home for about 5 minutes, threw some crap in a bag, and then came down here and made the 6.5 hour drive or so. Got down here at night and I stayed with my dad all night. I knew that my dad probably would have told me, for lack of better terms, called me a wuss but and told probably tell me to go work out. But at the same time, I figured it was better off just spending the time that I had with them. But I basically have been running and lifting pretty much every day for the most part. There's been a couple days where I just have just straight ran, but done a lot of strength training. I'm doing a lot of more so golf related workouts, I guess you can say. Obviously, still sticking with some strength related type stuff, but unfortunately, like with me being away from the house, I'm away from full size bars and bumper plates and stuff like that. So I'm probably not doing as many cleans and snatches and heavy dumb deadlifts or anything like that, but I'm making use of what I have available with me at like my parents' gym. Or now when I went home and grabbed the family and came back down, I swung by my good old school gym. Shout out to our old athletic director that outfitted that gym with great equipment, and swiped some equipment in there and threw it in the back of the truck and brought it down with me so that I can at least get some garage workouts while I'm down here with the kids and the family and everything like that. A lot of early mornings with young ones. I'm getting up at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning to try and get my workout done an hour before they get up so that we can have the whole family together the rest of the day. But sticking with it, I'm only pretty much 2 miles, 2.5 miles a day running. I've gone on a couple ones that are 4 or 5, but not many. I'm just trying to stick to 2 or so, and really just working out with dumbbells, kettlebells, med balls, and bands right now. Your typical what most people have in their home gym when they don't have a full rack or something like that, and making use of it. And I still get sore. I still get a nice workout in. My Whoop, shout out Whoop, still tells me that I'm having a solid day's worth of strain on my body. So I'm still hitting my fitness goals when it comes to that, because I set a daily strain goal, if I will, through Whoop, and it tells me whether I should tone it down, hit it up. It tells me I probably shouldn't do it, but I'm going to need to overreach today. And so basically just one of those things that my dad always instilled in me was that discipline over motivation. You're not always going to be motivated to get up and get to work and do a good job and take care of people and stuff like that, but discipline will guide you through that.
Yeah, it's downside you've been able to keep yourself pretty busy and keep your consistency that you've been able to do. I have a little bit more time at home. I don't have as much as equipment. I've kept my running up. I'm probably still 5 to 6 days a week. I'm pretty similar to you. I do 2 to 3 miles and then throw in a 4 to 5 mile here. I did start back on a training program that adds in some speed workout and some hill repeats, some different things, just to break up the monotony of going out for 2 to 3 miles.
Ooh, I actually saw a study about like hill sprints and sprints for golfers to increase their explosiveness. That's actually pretty smart on your part.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. But as far as the exercise or the workout piece, I could probably get a little bit more consistent. Probably every other day I've been able to do something. But I will tell you what, I've been playing a ton. I've been on the course a ton. And I've been super sore in some areas too. I've tried to do more stretching and mobility type things. Like my right shoulder, my right trap area has been tense. And I don't want to say it's because we bought a brand new mattress 10 days ago and I had the same mattress for probably about 10 years before that, and it had my complete body imprint in the mattress.
But the problem is now you are a smaller imprint.
See, I fit in that imprint really well and I never had the achiness, and now we got a new mattress and I actually like it. I'm not saying I don't, but it's definitely been a different feel sleeping. It's how you're supposed to, more not necessarily on the flat because our bed does adjust, but it's just different. And so I don't know if that's maybe just my body getting used to that. I have been playing, and again, I've been playing a ton, and 90% of my rounds I'm still walking. So I'm hitting 2 to 3 miles of running every morning and then going out and walking anywhere between at least 9 holes, if not 18 holes a day. My step count is getting into the low 20,000s pretty much every single day. I'm getting my workouts. I'm doing a lot of bodyweight stuff. I still use the vest here and there. I do want to talk more with you, and it's something we've talked about off air, of getting something that I can do at home that's a little bit more structured. I don't have as much equipment as you do, but I have enough. I think I'd have enough. And if I don't, I can always try to snag some stuff like you have at your school as well. But I want to have something a little bit that I can follow. I'm pretty big. I can't always walk in and say, hey, I want to do a workout. I'm more of the planner. I want to do this. And that's one reason I think why I've always enjoyed HIIT workout, because laid out for you, and it's time-based. It's go now or don't go. And I think once I get going, I'm pretty good about it, but it's more or less, all right, that's a good exercise. What's next? And I would like to have something a little bit more structured. So I know something, hopefully we've talked that maybe next week when we touch base, we can go over in quite a bit of detail and even share this workout, more of a workout for a home. I don't want to call it a home gym, but a home training facility, that whatever you may have at your house that you could do. And I think that would be really good for our fans to do, especially since being in the summer, a lot of vacations are happening when you're vacationing. I know when we would vacation together, we always tried to sneak away for a round, if not two. And we want to play our best golf, even when we're traveling and maybe not eating the best or taking care of ourselves the best and enjoying our vacation time. But we want to be able to capitalize and swing the
six. I'm a big really vacation well. Workout person though.
I never have been. I went through a pretty good phase where I didn't work out at all. So I would say the last 2 years, because we're coming up on 2 years, believe it or not, when I made that big change.
Is that when we went to Fenwick? No, it was the year before. It was the year after that, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, that was the year before. So
then Alton and I went on jogs and runs that trip, I remember.
We did. And I started working out a little bit then. And that's when my wife lost her mom and I made a little bit of an adjustment, and then I had a really rough year of work, but that's when I switched and just tried to do everything different. I was changing jobs, changing my lifestyle. And so we're coming up on that, which is exciting to think that it's part of it's been 2 years, and it's like, man, it's only been 2 years. And it's so it's crazy to do. But hopefully next time we get together, we'll get through something a little bit more detailed for everybody and then share that out through our social media. So make sure to follow us and Twitter and check out our website, which will be up and running extremely soon. We're looking to have that done probably before we come out on air with this episode. But let's talk what I've been doing as far as what I've been doing a lot of, and that's golf. So let's talk golf, because that's what we're about. And I know your week has been chaotic, and we've had a lot of chaos here. We have one kid in camp, the other two are not, and like rotating because the ages are changing, and then the sports are different camps. We've had all-star practice and we've had everything, but it's been well spread apart to where I have been playing a ton of golf. People ask how much I play since school's been out, and I tell them it's probably easier for me to tell you the days I haven't.
That's a great summer. That's a great summer there.
And it's been great. Even though it's been really hot, I still don't mind walking. Our course does a really good job of keeping water jugs out there. I know when COVID hit, it looked like a lot of courses got away from that. And I take my electrolytes with me. So every two holes, I dump more electrolytes in my water bottle, fill it up, and I have a 2 to 3 hole window of I want to have that water down before I refill. And it's been great. A buddy of mine gave me a push cart. I've been actually using that a lot more than carrying the bags. And that is really just because it's so sweaty on my back. We had that week where it was 90 plus for five or six straight days. And I still got out there. I did find a fun group to play with. Now they ride. So I do go I do ride with them, but it really hasn't been bad. I completely enjoyed it, and I'm swinging it pretty well.
Judging by the week two Hail Mary that I got?
Yeah. So last Monday was week two. Now I was able to take the early lead when we were together in week one, but we are on week two, and I got out on Monday. I knew you were starting camp and your goal was to get out either in the afternoon, early in the week, or even had to wait till the end of the week. And I played in a really cool tournament. I want to talk a little bit about that. We'll come back to it, but I played in a really cool tournament Saturday, and then our week started. I was with softball all day on Sunday. Team actually won a couple games, made it all the way to the semifinals. I think she played 3 games that day. And then so Monday it was one of those, we dropped one off camp, I got my run in, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna go play. And I went over there, had a round that, man, I was rolling for a long time, and I knew this was the round that we were counting, so I didn't want to tell you like during the round how it was going, because I had some clips that I don't even have them anymore because of what took place afterward. But I remember getting done and I briefly texted you and I said, hey, by the way, I got my round in and here's my Hail Mary. And if you don't remember, in our summer season, if we throw a Hail Mary at each other, we are trying to double the points for the week. And I didn't give you a score because I didn't want you to know. I didn't put it on the gram. I actually kept it private on the gram, so you can't even see it. I don't know how I did that. Now I can't find it. But it was like I was on a really big high, and I will tell you, it was a big mood swinger. You were like, you gave me the thumbs up, and I was like, man, that's all I got. And then within seconds, you're like, I got the call. I'm headed to North Carolina. And I was just like, I was crushed. I was taken back.
I felt bad for crushing the mood on that one. But
I also, because I knew what was going on, and we love your dad so much. Like, I remember getting home and Court was like, how'd you do? I was like, I played really well, but Greg's headed to his dad. And it was like, we all just say, you always start to prioritize things. And it's, you look at your kids and you're like, man, I just can't imagine. And I know it's been tough. And we talked quite a bit over the next few days, but we did not really. And I know I tried to give you and your mom and your wife and everything space with everything. But it was tough and it didn't stop. Meeting, I played the next day and it got even better. I did take a day off. We had something going on Wednesday. I think I had to run a tryout for Tyler's team. And then on Thursday, got even better. And I can literally say that in the last, I think it's last 10 rounds, my highest 18 hole total is an 80.
It's not bad.
Now I do have a couple nines where it's like 37, 38. And I have one, I think I shot 40, but it was from the pit. So it makes it more like a 40 when it comes to the handicap and everything. Yeah. Been swinging it pretty well. Pretty well. To a point right now where I'm close. Like I'm close to not hitting just one of my goals. It's two, because if I hit one, I think the other one will automatically happen.
If our round would drop, what is the current handicap sitting at now?
Yeah. You ready for this? 3.3.
Good Lord. Yeah. If you haven't even par round, that's going to drop to a 3.0.
Yeah. And I went today, I played again today, and I have 78 not counting in my top 8 round.
Good Lord. Wow.
So I'm like, I have a couple pocketed. So when it gets to those numbers, I do have a 78 dropping that's in my round, but that's my high. And I got a couple of them that will come out. This is the last week and a half. 78, 80, 42, which I said was from the tips. 78, 38, 38, 78, 75, 75, 75. And that before that is when I played in that tournament I told you about. I think I was texting you. It was a shamble. Now, a shamble, obviously, if you don't know what a shamble is.
Were you the C or the D player on that one?
So I ended up being a D number. I was the C handicap. We had a guy that played, I think at that time I was playing like at a 4, maybe a 4.5, maybe 5. I don't even remember, but he was like 1 or 2 shots higher. So he got a couple more pops, but I was the fourth hitter off the tee because just like we've done scrambles, I can grunt when I swing and get
low. I haven't heard a grunt in a while.
Yeah. We've been playing some more serious rounds together. We need to get into the scrambles again so we can go out and put some low numbers up. But I played, and now we did end up taking a good handful of my shots, but through a team, we obviously didn't take all of them. I probably took 5, 6, just like anybody. He broke it up 4 different ways, and I carded, not net, I carded a 66 on that, and I had to go back and look at it, and it was, I chipped in twice, once for birdie, once for eagle, and I was like, man, I rolled in that putt, I rolled in that putt, I rolled in that putt. Now, but I'm not going to lie, there was a couple I rolled in on par threes where I was not the first putter. So I saw a line that at least you get a little of assistance when you see the line, but
see a little bit of the break.
I think it was a 60 net, 66 net 60. And I was like, whoa, like I did not see that. And I think that kind of jump started me. And I didn't play on that Sunday. I went into Monday feeling pretty confident. So confident that I actually played the combo tee, so I moved back for the blues, not the tips, but it played back about 300 more yards because I was like, oh, I'll just give it a try and we'll go from there. And I even got hesitant doing it because I knew it was the round week we were counting. And I was like, you know what, let's do it. And yeah, I came up with a 75 net 68 on that day. And I had to throw in the Hail Mary at you. I do have my round numbers. I don't know if we want to go through rounds. I know you didn't get your round again until
I got
yesterday.
My round in, what? and played Compass Point, my dad's home course. Not sure if that was my last round there ever or not. My mom is looking into if she can drop their membership down to like social, because right now they have the golf membership. And let's face it, she's not going to go up and swing the sticks. But one thing we're going to talk about, and she said already she wouldn't mind keeping it if it allowed me to play golf. And I was like, try and do the social. I said, if it gives me rights to pay full cost for a round, I said, when I'm down here, then that's perfectly fine. Drop it down to social and never think about it. But we're going to go have a conversation with the woman up there that knows my family pretty well here. And it's not like my dad was playing golf much when I wasn't down here. He might have gotten out once or twice outside of when I was down here. But went and played. I ended up playing the whites. I hadn't swung a club in a while. The whites tip out just over 6,000 yards. So nothing too crazy hard. But it is a kind of difficult course in the fact that some placements and pin placements yesterday were actually pretty difficult. I was gaming. I took your advice and I gamed the brand new wedges that I already had about a half hour of practice with the other day. Took the old wedges out of the bag and I just said, all right, I don't really know my numbers on these. I said, but we're just going to figure it out. And basically all stars aligned. I booked it late the night before where I was just like, all right, I'm going to go play golf tomorrow and I'm going to go play golf Compass Point. Booked tee time.
Were they crowded?
Booked tee time. I couldn't get on until 1.
Did they have something in the morning?
Men's league is in the morning. They go off in the morning on Thursdays. Or no. What was Tuesdays? And so I was supposed to be playing with 3 other gentlemen. I was like, all right, this will be interesting. I asked my mom if she knew anybody. And she said no. And I was like, okay. And I was going to have to be my dad here and just make friends as I go. Showed up to the to the starter, 1 o'clock. I did get there a little bit early so that I could hit some balls. I only hit probably about 15 balls. But
hot?
No, actually, it was beautiful weather. Breezy, beautiful conditions. It was probably sitting around 80 or so, but a breeze, it felt
nice.
I had just a little bit of ice in my cooler, and it was perfectly fine the whole time. And showed up to the starter, and he goes, do you want the good news or the bad news first? And I was like, oh, man. I was like, what? And I was like, 1 o'clock. Are you saying I wasn't here at 12:59 and the sticklers that I was playing with left me or something? He was like, nope. He was like, they didn't show up. He was like, they canceled. He was like, so you're playing by yourself. He was like, that's the bad news. And I was like, oh, it's not bad. I was like, I guess really like my last round here, if it is kind of playing with a little bit of a heavy heart, I don't mind being by myself. And he goes, the good news is, he was like, you got 2 to 3 holes open right in front of you. He was like, so you should cruise. And I was like, all right, bet. I tried to play the WWBD, but also the, what would Wayne do? Just driver off every hole. I par 3, dad's hitting driver. It was one of those type things. I hadn't swung driver on a hole in probably 2 weeks and pulled out driver on the first hole, hit it down the right side. I did run through the fairway, so I was on the right-hand side. I basically was under, kind of in some trees area, punched up onto the green and reg, 2-putt, parred it. So then second hole was that long par 5 that's a dogleg left. Beautiful drive. I think just judging by the scorecard, that was probably about a 298-yard drive. This is where what would Brad do come into play? What? I could have gone 3 hybrid over and been on in 2. I hit a 7-iron up to a manageable distance of 98 yards and broke out my new Titleist SM9 wedge that I'd never hit really to a perfect number. And
58 or 54?
54. I just did a smooth swing, 54, and left it about 8 feet from the pin. And tell you the truth, I'm stopping the ball now. That's what's crazy is I actually, with those wedges, I got the confidence to attack some pins because I'm actually like checking the ball up with those things.
I've noticed with mine, so I played 54, probably similar yardages. We're not that far off. I'll play the 115 one. That's like the aggressive one.
Mm-hmm.
And the more aggressive you go, obviously you're going to get a little bit more spin. But I've noticed that like the 98, the 105, you take a little bit less. You don't get that heavy spin. Like they always talk about, go up a club, take a little sloss, swing speed down, and you'll hold it. And I've noticed that quite a bit. I've noticed a lot with mine, though. You get it out of the rough, you can get some flyers. And did you go that far?
I have flyers, yeah.
Like,
I put a
club down in there.
Yeah. I had a few over flag sticks and ended up chipping over the green. But I started out par. And I'm sorry, I was playing at a 17 on this course, which was actually nice. I was like, this is the only time I think in the last like months that I've played below what my current handicap is. So I was playing at a 17 on this course. Went par, then basically went to third hole. Not to make excuses, but I don't know what happened in my backswing, but something about 10 yards to my right jumped into the water and made a big splash. And I do not know, but it had to be big. It was either a big old snapping turtle, a big fish flopping in the water or something, or it was a gator running out. It's like, I'm not sure, a small gator, but it made a big splash. And unfortunately, I hit my ball. It hit the top of the hill on the right-hand side, and I did not get a member's bounce to the left. Perfect. It rolled down and was about a foot into the water, so I had to pull the ball out and drop two, hit three from there. I just took a lateral. Ended up bogeying right there. I chipped it close and two-putted. Then I was still playing hybrid five irons, drivers, niners, calling from a walkie-talkie here. But when front nine, I'll just read it through. I'm not going to go hole by hole, but went par, bogey. I had the infamous double bogey because I did have an OB shot, tee shot. Once again, the white stakes got to me on this course. If you remember correctly, a lot of houses are there. OB is pretty close to fairway. You don't have really, you have maybe 20 yards of rough, and then there's white stakes along. You can't hit into somebody's backyard and be perfectly fine. So a lot of it was, I was maybe 10 feet outside of the stakes. I was perfectly fine and in bounds on probably 90% of the courses we play. But since we were playing in a community course, it was OB. I was, unfortunately, it was costing me on some tee shots. And then I carded a 44 on the front. So after that double bogey, I went bogey, double bogey on a par three, still kill me for some reason. Then par the ninth hole as well. And then started at the back. I did get joined up by two guys here, and a nice gentleman from Maryland that lived down there and asked me if they could join me on this one. Went par, double bogey. That was a bad one. Lost the ball because just hit a shot fat and ended up in some crap right in front of the green and couldn't find it. Had to drop there. Then went par, another double bogey, unfortunately. Had a chunk wedge on that one. That was probably the only chunk I had in a while. Bogey, then par, bogey, and then had a decent round going. Actually, didn't really do any tallying throughout the round. I was just throwing it into Grint, and all I was doing on my scorecard was just making notes on each hole of how about I went. And the team kind of got to me. It was always a fun hole. It was usually the finish your beer and get another one type hole for my dad, and held it in for the most part. Got some tears in my eyes on that hole and tried to just power one on 18, and unfortunately pulled it left. I was in bounds, but I had no shot at getting on in two. So just hit just a punch up to try, and I think I laid up to about 30 yards back from the crap that's right in front of a super high elevated green, and had probably, I think, 168 to carry to get it up onto the green, and just shanked a 7-iron into the woods, and then had a great chip shot onto a really undulated green, trying to get fancy with it with brand new wedges, left it about a foot short, and it stopped on the top of the hill and came back down it, and then duffed a wedge, and then finally chipped up and two-putted for an 8, but and ended up carding 89. So I hadn't been able to break 100 for a long time, and then broke 90 on a solid round, probably, I think, between leaving putts about 2 inches short or just lipping one and having it sit right next to the cup. I probably left maybe 7-8 strokes out there. It was one of those things where it felt really good. And then, of course, you were there. We have that 19th hole where it's probably a 70-yard little par three. It's just basically made to break ties, but it was something me and my dad always played. So after the two guys went ahead and left, I drove over there and came close to a birdie on that one. But there, once again, that was another one where I just left it about an inch short. So finished the day, went out in the parking lot once again beforehand. Something, a tradition me and my dad always had, is that you never drive home right away. You always have one more beer before you drive home. And then I made the trek. Just so all of our listeners know, I drove my parents' golf cart to the golf course, then got in their golf cart and rode it. My parents live probably about 2 blocks from their golf course. So it's not like I was driving 45 minutes after drinking beers.
Yeah, I knew you were playing yesterday, and we went up. Courtney and I went up to the course early because I was playing yesterday as well. No surprise. I played yesterday. I played 27 yesterday, and we went up early. She wanted to hit balls. So I was up there. I was playing with two buddies that are, one was a D1 D1 golfer and won, and he literally put up 70 on me the time before and took some money from me. So I was like, oh boy. So pretty good playing with them. You learn quite a bit, like a lot of different things they do, and just being around, it's a little bit scratched. They're giving me shots to make sure, one or two shots aside. So
it sucks.
Big fun playing that. But when I went out, I was with one of our listeners who I was playing with. They both listen quite a bit, big fans of ours. And he goes, what do you keep getting at? I was like, I know we're not at this point yet by listening to us. My buddy and I, we started the summer season. This is week, it's an adjusted week two. And I knew he was playing. So I was following him and I was telling him about Grant. And he goes, oh, that's pretty cool, the live scoring thing. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, I think you're four holes in and you were only two over, maybe three, 5-5. I think you were three over.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh. I was like, man, I was like, this happened to be something that I threw a Hail Mary on. I'm like, I started to think, I'm like, I even told David where I was playing with. I was like, it wouldn't be bad for Greg to win and get the confidence going. I was like, it's hard to be feeling bad. And then I think you ended the front with a 44. And I'm like, man, I've seen him go low on the back before. And I was like, he is rolling. I was like, and I did finally figure out that I think you had a shoot of 80 beat me.
That would have been good because I would have gotten the 1 point for breaking 85. I would have gotten the double points for the Hail Mary.
Yep. Yeah. And so I was like, all right, so he could do it. And then I think I was watching, I was like, that's going to be pretty tough. He'd have to finish really strong. And then I think last time I looked, it was like 18 that you put a bigger number up. And I was like, man. And I remember texting you, I was like, dude. And you didn't respond to me the whole time. And I was like,
I didn't look at my phone at all, like messages wise or anything. Like the only thing I had open on my phone was Grint and music.
I think I wrote anywhere. I was like, man, I don't know how you're doing this. You're playing your dad's course. Whatever you're doing, you're playing great. And I remember you finished up and you shot it to me. And I knew where you were before you texted me. And I did ask
if it was going to be close at all.
I did have to go back and look to make sure what I was net-wise.
I was 89 for a net 72, so even par.
Yeah. Yeah, and
the fact that I lost that one, that's crazy. That means I'm going to have to shoot an 80 in order to, an 80 net, like five.
It's not. You got to remember now. So that was the start of a big swing in my handicap. So I think when I went into that, I was closer to, and that's why the net differential was that large. So now if I went out and shot 75, I think I'm only netting a 71, because I still think the course has me at a four, even though it says I'm a three. So it's a little different.
I might have lost to a 68 when I shot a 72, which is perfectly fine. I'm kudos to you. All right. That's balling. But it was nice today when I got that little message saying that your handicap is now an 18.2. And that is the first downtick that I've had since starting this show, since starting this journey of getting our handicaps down. It's the first time that I've had a downtick in it. I'm playing again tomorrow. I will say I also had some ridiculous numbers. I had 33 putts, which probably should have been a lot less, really, if I would have just...
Well, hold on. Let me go back.
That's 44% green and reg and 36% fairways and reg. I don't believe that I've gotten above 20% in either one of those prior to. And the last time we played that course.
So hold on. Go back. What were your numbers again?
Putts.
Okay.
44% green and reg and then 36% fairway.
All right. So a couple episodes ago, we talked a lot about what a 9 handicap would do. So a 9 handicap is 50% fairway, which maybe two more fairways. And it's hard. I know how hard my course is. I can only imagine it is down there with the droughts that we're having. You're probably off the fairway two of those times, less than three.
I had one where I thought I was going to be fine and it scooted bad.
Right. So that number, so you're pretty much right on there. So 37% greens, which you were better than. Yep. What would that give you up and down percentage?
I didn't look at my up and down percentage.
You were, how many greens were you?
44. 4%.
Yeah. Right? Because 9 of 18. Yeah. So let's just say 8. And then you had to get up down 10 times. You would have wanted to get up and down at least 4 out of the 10. So pretty close.
Yeah.
And then the putts, you needed to be 31 putts and you were 3.
Yeah. And that was easily done by, I think, I remember on the back 9 alone, I think I had, let's see, I had it marked on mine. I had like my 1 inchers or my lips. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six putts that were either a lip or left 1 inch to 2 inch short.
Right. Then, so just say, just if half of those go in, you're below your...
Jeff, the nice man that I was playing with was just like, literally, he was just like, man, they won't let you in for a birdie today, won't they? I was like, that was poor, Jesse, but I appreciate it.
So yeah, so my numbers, I'm not going to get through everything as much as you did. On my front, I was 36. I had I bogeyed two, ended up birdieing a hole later on. I hit 5 out of 7 fairways, 4 out of 9 greens, and I had thirds. So I crushed it getting up and down. On the back, I ended up birdieing 18 to shoot 39. And I don't remember, if I did play a little bit longer ago, I don't remember everything on the back. I had a couple bad breaks and good breaks. So I had some stuff that kind of just happened that, but I was 4 out of 7 fair, 5 out of 9 greens. And then I had 14 putts on the back that kept me in. So I had 27 putts total. I was 9 of 10 fairway, so that's pretty solid. And then I was a 9 out of 18 green. So I was above where my numbers would have been if I was a 3 handicap for that day. And obviously I was. I played at 68. And that was at that time I was a 7 handicap, 6 or whatever the course has me. And I know it usually has me a stroke or two higher than what it says on Gen. So I had 2 birdies and I had 5 bogeys that round, which I was pumped about because it was the first round where I played the combo tees, and the combo tees brings in that third club off the tee option than where Stone Lee is right now. Like I said, it's super hard. So I, depending on wind, I hit hybrid or driver. And there's a couple there where I have to hit 3 wood. And so it was a solid round. I was rolling it really coming off of Saturday. I rolled it well. But my Monday, I shot 75 on that round. The next day, I went out and shot 75. And then the next day, I went out and shot 75. And what's weird about those rounds, that is why my handicap went down. It was like every night I was dropping a point.
Did the next day, did you apply for the Corn Ferry Tour and list your like call it as it is? We need some VSGA events coming up in your thing. I'll caddy for you for free. You just have to give me a bib.
The guys I play with
can fairway fit on the bib. Can I be like the old school where we have sponsored bibs?
100%. But the guys I've been playing with, those two guys, and they've been fans of us, so they know what we're doing. They're like, dude, you should go play. And I'm like, yeah, I just don't know if I'm good enough or no. He goes, you just go play. Like, you can only get better in different things. But what's funny is I go out the next day. And so all three of these rounds, I went into 11, 12, or 13 holes, like even 1 under or 1 over. Like, I'm right then and there. And I've really, like, I've played my course so much that I know how it works. So I go out with 5 holes that I expect to be, like right now, even today, I expect after 5 holes to be no worse than 1 over. And that plays 2 par fives, which they're opposite directions. So one's downwind, right? And as long as I can get off the tee on the first one, which has been in my head a little bit lately, I can get there. I can go hybrid 5 iron and I can get there. Like, it, no matter if it's into the wind, the ground is so hard, everything is running out. And then if that's into the wind, I know the easier one is downwind or vice versa. Now, it has a tough part number 2 straight uphill. It's not a bad bogey hole, but I've been birdieing the heck out of 1 and 10, which are pretty much identical holes side by side. 2, I've been hitting it pretty well, and it's been in the good spot to try to score on, so I've been able to be around par with that. 5 holes where I've got 2 par 5s that are reachable and 2. I got 1 par 3 that kicks living snot out of me, but I'm like, alright, I can bogey that, maybe get 2 birdies and be right around par. That's the goal. Then the way I look at it is I got 8 holes where I got to hold my breath and play every freaking shot, because I can birdie some holes, but they are like long par 3. Then the number 7 next to the road, it's like iron out green that if there's one pin placement that's truly scorable on, the other one is hopefully you don't go down to the bowl. And then it's 8 tough tee shot. 9 weird shot off the tee, but the green just doesn't seem to hold any. And it's like 10, 11, 12 up the hill. And
if I can 12 get through, that one that's just ridiculously
go straight way up the hill. And then it's got a weird par 3 that plays like -18. And then it's got a tee shot on 14 that angles you out of bounds. You got to play way left and a draw. So if I can get through that stretch, I'm like, all right, I give up maybe 1, maybe 2. I come in with 5 holes where that I can turn a corner on and maybe get a couple strokes back. So during that whole last week, I'm eating 18 alive. I probably played 18 under par all week. Now, this week, been a different story. Been kicking my butt a little bit. So I go out on Tuesday. They stick me out.
With 18, on 18, have you put a ball in the parking lot or two like I did the last time I played there? No? Okay. No.
And I still park closest to the driving range. Those guys. No, I've actually turned 18. I hit 5-iron off the tee now because it's 5-irons running out the 230, 240, and it gives me 7-iron into the...
Big like, it's just, power guy.
But it's not. I'm telling you, everything is just so hard where I can't hit hybrid because if I tug it just a bit, it goes right through the rough. There's no rough right now. Burnt grass. Now, I will shout out to the course and the superintendent. The course is still green as can be. There are patches here and there, but I've heard some courses in the area are struggling. So, but I go out the next day. So I go off the bat. Completely different round the day before. I had 4 birdies on the front 9. I had 3 bogeys, so I was 1 under. I literally went out and I told Court, I was like, listen, I'm only going to play 9 today. Depending on how I'll do, I'll move on. And I texted her, I was like, I'm 1 under. I'm going to keep going. And I'm rolling stuff in really well.
Leave my plate in the fridge and I'll come when I can.
And then on the back, it got to be survival. I think I shot 40 on the back to shoot a 75. And then the next day, I was everything. I hit 14 out of 18 green. And so I got up and down one time. So that's where I lost 3 shots on. I've been right there. Even today, I literally am standing on the first tee and today's the day. And I haven't felt this for 15 years. And even then, when 15 years ago, I was an arrogant young kid that thought I was a lot better than I was. And right now I've been the story of what I got the last few days. I can't make anything. I'm doing everything you just said. I'm leaving it short, rolling it right by. I am 2 putting for anywhere on the green, but I'm just not making that putt. And if it's up and down, I got to get it inside 5 or 6 feet or I'm just not.
I'm just going to text Courtney and tell her that every time you go and play from now on, she's going to give you an ultimatum that is, hey, 74 or below or this plate gets thrown in the trash. So you're either going to get really good at golf or you're going to get really skinny quick.
Well, and she does come out. She goes, this is what I want, better than this and that. And so it's been I read you my numbers. I am by far the best golf I've played. And right now I'm standing on there. And it's so funny. Like I played yesterday and I had 3 double bogeys and shot 78. And I literally, 2 of them were for the center of the fairway. Like I'll still pull, like as much as my ball contact has gotten so much better, I will still pull the early extension and fan it off to the right. And I'm playing a baby draw on stuff. Like, and I haven't done that in a long time. And it's just all of a sudden. And then all of a sudden I had 2 lost balls and I shot 70. Now, one was from the fairway. I overshot the green. It kicked out. I was able to drop, chipped it close, made bogey. And then the other one was off a tee and I ended up birdieing that ball to shoot a bogey. And I've really done a good job of taking my triples to doubles and my doubles are bogeys right now. And like even today, I go through and I was even through 10 and hit 2 bad balls off the tee where I was still in a decent shot. Missed the green, bogey, and then it was like par, and then I tried to go for a par 5 and hit one out of bounds. I ended up taking a double in that hole, but that still came up at the end, and I go up on 18, and I'm like, all right, if I eagle 18, I'm back at 75, and I ended up double bogeying for 7. It's been crazy. Playing well, playing with better people it's definitely helping out, just because you see visual, the guy put up 70 on me, and I'm like, man, did you really do that? And then when I paid him $25, I definitely was like, yeah, you did that. But man, it's been a lot of fun. And I know we're sitting in week 3 and I do have my week round in already. I am not telling you right now, I'm not throwing a Hail Mary. I'll take the point from last week. So no bonus points, I believe. And the one thing I do want to double check with you as I was taping some stuff up, we have these bonus points. Are these bonus points only on our round that we're counting? Or are they on any round that we're playing?
The bonus points are only on the round that we're counting for the week, aren't they?
I'm okay.
That's the round that I have to, like, because obviously if I shoot an 85, but it's not the round that I can't take a point for that, can I?
They're bonus. They're just bonus points. They're not doubling your points. They're not doing anything. They're just bonus points. That's kind of,
what was yours, 74 below?
Sub 75 and yours is sub 85.
Yeah, I don't know. You're going to be carding a lot of 73s and 74s moving forward.
I haven't. And then 7, you had 3 points for 70s. And I had 3 points for par or better. Then the ace was 5 points because we always put that on there.
Tell you the truth, like I actually talked to my dad the entire front 9 before the other guys met me. On every par 3, I was like, Dad, don't you do it. I said, don't you do it when I'm by myself, like playing this around. I was like, nobody's going to believe this. Yeah. I was like,
don't you do it when I'm hitting the pinnacle over water because I don't want to lose my Pro V.
Exactly.
I got a pinnacle in the frame.
Don't you let me get a hole in one by myself on Compass Point after you die. And then when comes out on the grint, nobody's going to believe it. So no, I did not. I had one par three where I was probably about 8 feet and missed the putt. But
I had some good shots on some par threes, but I did have a guy I played with. I think you played yesterday and it rolled either the front or the back and you saw it change direction. So it had to have hit the lip and manipulated. I don't know if it hit it short side and kicked it right or it hit it on the back side and kicked it right. So we definitely think it hit pretty darn close.
I will say you've only played the course once, but Teen, if you remember correctly, it's a dogleg left par four. And it's definitely a layup hole because it used to have a bunch of like weeds and everything that you had to go across it. It was just a bunch of crap there. Like I get up there and Jesse, the guy that I was playing with, he was like, when I play from the seniors tees, he was like, sometimes I'll take my driver and go for it. He goes, because they sodded all that down there. And I was like, what? He was like, yeah. He was like, they took all that crap out. He was like, and they sodded it. And he was like, they have a couple of bushes down there. He was like, but if you're not in one of those, he was like, you can definitely get over those trees and get there. And I was like, man, Brad would be telling me just in a hybrid or a 5-iron out
there.
Dude,
at that time though, at 16, if you would have went par, you are shooting 80.
Oh yeah, I know. Oh, I did. I went over it and I put it over there and I got into about probably, I think I had 57 yards in on the par four and got over the trees and into that little area there. Chipped it close. And that was another one where literally on a downhill lie, it somehow stopped just a half roll in. That was another one where Jesse was just like, he was like, let him in for bird. And then it stopped. Yeah. And he was just like, oh my God. He's like, how is that happen? But no, I will say that confidence off the tee is for not playing for, and Laura, when I told her, I was like, I need to get up there a little bit early. I need to swing the sticks. I haven't swung a club in a week and a half. And she was like, that's not a long time. I was like, it is a long time. It is a long time for me. But I got up there and surprisingly, I had confidence. I was picking out spots each and every time. Was I hitting it exactly where I wanted to all the time? No, but I was not. I didn't have one power fade like I usually do. I didn't have any like snap hooks. Would I tug one? Would I tug one every once in a while, a little bit left? Yeah, but I was a little bit off the fairway. If I was a little bit right, that's fine. But really nothing, like most of it was like, I could tell. I was like, I caught that a little off the toe. Oh, I caught that a little off the heel. And so tomorrow will be interesting. Tomorrow, I believe, is a shorter course. I don't know if I'm going to hit driver much on that course just because it is tight.
Remember, I'm not telling you not to hit driver, but I'm also...
Oh, no, driver's in play. Driver's back in the
back. Okay not to hit driver. Oh, no. And you need to be thinking tee shot, not driver on everything and put yourself in spots. I mean, you have wedges now, so take advantage of them. Take advantage of what you put in the bag to get your spin and get it close and be able to dial them in. But I'm looking forward to see it. I'm actually probably not playing tomorrow. Now, I say that now. We do have a parade that we're in the morning. Or little guy's all-star team that he played on. And we're leaving Friday. So to head down to my dad's. And I don't think I'm playing until Saturday down there. So
at least you'll get some. All right. So then I'll have a chance for a week where you're playing some different courses. I know it's Myrtlewood. In Orlando, I'm going to be playing a couple of different courses.
Yeah. So it's Myrtlewood, which I think you've played Myrtlewood. I believe. So my dad wants me to play with his little league. And it's actually cheaper to play there than even play at his home course.
Oh, wow.
All right, whatever. Yeah, that's the way the league set up. And that could have been because I was joining as a guest. I don't 100% know, but yeah, I'm swinging it. I'm ready for you to come back and we start playing some rounds together, which I say that and you're just on the start of your like 9-week vacation that you're going. And then we'll be back before we know it. But yeah, look forward to watching your round tomorrow. What time's tea time?
10:30. Lando Lakes.
Isn't that a butter?
It is.
It is.
But it does. It has an island green. I believe they call it the poor man's version of the island green. But basically, I do remember the island green. My dad, in typical Wayne fashion, would never hit on it. He'd say, he was like, I'm going to grab a ball that I don't care about and I'm going to hit a driver and it's going to go in the water and I'm going to go over there into the drop box and drop my ball.
We'll throw one in the water.
I might have to. It won't be a fairway fit ball, but it'll be a cheap ball in my bag. It'll be a colored ball. I have to grab one of of his orange, yellow, or green ones that he...
Speaking of golf balls, when I played in that tournament, there was a guy that off the tee, I was playing some junk, and he's like, I'm done with you playing this junk off the tee. He handed me two sleeves of balls, and he is a member at multiple courses up here in Northern Virginia. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he was worried about it. And so when I looked at him, I was like, oh, okay. One was TP5X. And I'm like, all right, nothing wrong with that ball. I'll play that ball. I find all the kinds of balls on the course. Nothing wrong with that. And then the other one was Pro V1X left dash.
Did he float them in Epson?
He didn't have the swing speed to be playing either ball. And I wanted to tell him that, but I don't think he really cared. He just was like, and he handed them both to me and the other guy in the cart. He goes, here you guys go. The guy I was with, and his same guy that put 70 up on me, he was like, those are some pretty nice golf balls. I'm like, yeah. I was like, these are the ones that I buy used and I find on the course and clean them up. And I was like, yeah, I'll try these left dash. He goes, I'll take the TP5X. Heck yeah. And so I did play one today and made it through 12 holes. Ended up hooking one out of bounds or hooking one in the high stuff, and I just didn't find it. So I did like it. I could tell much difference between that and an X. I have been feeling a little bit more difference between X and just the straight Pro V1. X a little bit better. It gets me a little bit more ball flight, and I feel like with the X you get more spin within the soft compression, although I know that's a little bit like what they don't say, but I feel like I could take a little off my wedges and different things, and I still have spin, where the other ones, I feel like I need to be a little bit more aggressive with them, if that makes sense. But I'll be honest with you, it's whatever I pull out of the bag. I'm not playing nothing. I like those two golf balls, and I'll play the TP5s. There was another ball that I was trying. I think a buddy had a Bridgestone, and I played that for a couple holes. But definitely, and you played my course. I can go 18 holes without losing a ball, and that's pretty tough to do at my course.
Especially when you find all of mine. If you find any blue dots out there, make sure you ship them back to me.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was looking for a ball. I think it was either yesterday or Monday. And I literally saw a Titleist with a blue dot on it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I was like, this is Greg's golf ball. And because I have found like people's golf balls before. I played. Do you remember the football coach that actually passed away on the golf course from Tuscarora?
Yeah.
It's probably 8 or 9 years ago now. Mm. If not, maybe a little bit more. I actually found one of a golf ball that had his name on it. Now, I believe it was the schools put his name on their golf ball.
The Fortune Strong?
Yeah. And I remember I found one of those like in Myrtle Beach. In a random place. Yeah, it wasn't like I found it in Northern Virginia. I found it in a random place. I found that before. So I always think that was pretty funny. But man, like I said, prayers are for you. I know that speak on all our fans and everything. Definitely got your in our thoughts. And we're sorry for everything you're going through. We're here for you. I think that. And whatever we can do to keep pushing forward, whatever the family needs, let us know. I know you got a whirlwind few weeks coming up in front of you. I don't think you see your own bed for more than one day in the next.
Yeah, 20- with the extended time that I was down here last week, I think it's going to be like something ridiculous, like 27 days.
Yeah, but let us know if you need anything. The wife and I here are always held to help you out every way we can.
Always.
And I'll be looking forward to see what you do tomorrow. But now I can at least tell you how I've been playing, because it's been... Corey's like, you're playing... What's Greg saying? I really haven't told him too much.
I haven't really rubbed it in his face.
He's going through a lot. I was like, I don't want to sit here and tell him that I'm a 3.3 when I get the email in the morning and it went from 3.9 to 3.5 to 3.3. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I literally stood on the first tee and I was like, today's the day. And when I was even through 9, and I always feel like I've been playing the back a little bit better lately, and I was like, I got a chance. And I had a single join me on hole 3 that I just
killed the vibe.
It just was different. And as I said, it was not by any means her at all. It was, I felt it 2 holes in, and I don't know, maybe I was finally getting tired. I have had some neck pain right behind my scapula back there, and it's been trying to massage it out, but it takes a couple bit. I mean, I've been putting Biofreeze on it to go play. That's how much.
Quick trip to Dr. Clay.
Might be. I might give him a call just to get me stretched out or different things. But yeah, so like I said, I'm glad it's been 2 weeks. It's been too long.
Yeah, man.
We'll be back next week to fill in on, as we said before, we want to talk a little bit about some sort of workout we can do and then see where we're at. We'll have the update for this week, what we finish off with, and then probably talk about our out-of-town rounds, which I'm actually intrigued on, because people ask me what I'm playing. I'm like, I played this at my course. I don't know what I am anywhere else. And I know that's a big thing when you can show up, but of course you haven't played more than once and still shoot low. That's a big deciding factor on where your game's at. So I'm looking forward to that challenge as well too. But good talking to everybody. Check us out. Make sure to subscribe, follow us, leave us a comment if you can. We'll get back to you on everything. Check us out on social media and keep working hard to look good, feel good, and play good.
Yeah, buddy.